Government subsidies for ethanol have long been a swampy tradition in America. Dressed up as action to help the environment, ethanol is in fact just one more example of big government in bed with big business at your expense. You might have voted to drain the swamp in 2016, but as far as the ethanol lobby is concerned, it's still just business as usual. The corrupt ethanol industry is this week's Swamp Watch. Ethanol is a type of fuel produced by processing plants, especially corn. It can be mixed with gasoline to produce a fuel that's theoretically greener than traditional gasoline. The federal government forces energy companies to produce a certain amount of ethanol fuel every year. They call it the Renewable Fuel Standard. Of course, if they were being honest, they'd call it the Renewable Fuel Racket, because what it actually does is artificially boost the ethanol market. That, in turn, boosts the demand for corn. So, guess which industries fund a massive lobbying operation to keep this swampy scheme? Corn and ethanol producers. This big government boondoggle ends up hurting you, the American consumer. Like when you fill up your car. The Manhattan Institute found that the government-run ethanol system costs US drivers $10 billion a year in extra fuel costs. And it's when you buy your groceries, too, because the ethanol racket raises corn prices artificially high. Dairy, chicken and cattle farmers then have to spend more to feed their livestock, meaning you spend more on your gallon of milk. And here's the crazy part. This so-called green regulation is actually bad for the environment. A report by the National Academy of Sciences found that the farming, refining and transportation of corn-based ethanol actually creates more emissions than the production and use of regular gasoline. It also contributes to pollution because of all the nitrogen fertilizer used by farmers. One study estimates that over half of the nitrogen pollution in the Gulf of Mexico is due to corn and soybean crops. So, if the ethanol industry hurts consumers and the environment, why on earth is it propped up by the federal government? As usual in Washington, it's not just lobbying, it's straightforward, out-and-out corruption. Big business buying off politicians to get what they want. Iowa is the number one producer of both corn and ethanol in the United States. Guess who gets thousands of dollars in donations from pro-ethanol companies and interest groups? Step forward, Iowa Senators Chuck Grassley and Joni Ernst. Here are just some of the pro-ethanol donations they've received in the last few years. The National Corn Growers Association, the Iowa Renewable Fuels Association, Cargill, a global big agriculture giant, Monsanto, another global big agriculture giant, Archer Daniels Midland, an ethanol producer, Poet LLC, another ethanol producer, and of course, the ringmaster of this swampy circus, the Renewable Fuels Association, an outfit that, you won't be surprised to hear, has spent nearly $8 million in lobbying since 2010. But to really understand how the swamp works, you need to understand exactly why the giant global agriculture corporations need to buy Chuck Grassley and Joni Ernst's influence. These two swampy senators have got themselves onto key committees that give them the specific power to enable big business corruption. For example, Joni Ernst is a member of the Environment and Public Works Committee, which was considering Donald Trump's nomination of lawyer Bill Wareham to lead the EPA office that actually administers the ethanol racket. Ernst threatened to vote with Democrats against Wareham's appointment if EPA Chief Scott Pruitt didn't promise to continue the scheme. Shamefully, Scott Pruitt caved in to the blackmail. Despite President Trump's promise to drain the swamp, Pruitt reauthorized the ethanol racket a few days ago, maintaining the swampy status quo. Joni Ernst was proud of her work. Quote, "I wasn't afraid to put the squeeze on. This was really important. We've got 88,500 family farms here in Iowa, and they rely on this." How dare Senator Ernst use hard-working family farmers in Iowa to cover up her corruption? Cargill, Monsanto, these giant global corporations shoveling money into her pockets so she does their bidding in Congress, they are destroying family farms in Iowa, and Joni Ernst is helping them do it. By the way, it's not just small farmers hurt by the ethanol racket. Small and medium-sized fuel refiners get hit by it too. Many of them don't have the infrastructure to blend ethanol with the fuel that they produce. So Unbelievably, in order to comply with the swampy ethanol rules from the federal government, small refiners in America have to pay the large ones to produce more ethanol on their behalf. And those large refiners can hike the prices as high as they want, which, of course, gives them even more money to spend on lobbying the government. If you want a textbook example of how the system is rigged to favor the big and powerful, this is it. This disgusting racket does incredible damage to America's smaller energy businesses and is getting worse. In 2012, Philadelphia Energy Solutions had to pay out $10 million for ethanol fuel that it couldn't produce itself. In 2017, it would have spent $300 million. That is twice as much as the entire company's payroll. These small independent refiners employ exactly those blue-collar, middle-class workers that President Trump was elected to champion. But because of the massive regulatory burden of the ethanol racket, fought for by Chuck Grassley and Joni Ernst, Philadelphia Energy Solutions had to lay off 70 workers last year. Joni Ernst ran a famous ad in 2014 when she first ran for Senate. Remember this?
I'm Joni Ernst. I grew up castrating hogs on an Iowa farm. So when I get to Washington, I'll know how to cut pork.
Senator Ernst, what you actually did when you got to Washington was join the swamp, just like all the others. You became the stooge of big global agriculture corporations, screwing small businesses in your home state and beyond. Who's the pig now?